TGIFF besties. Yay, we survived another week, ladies.
Phew.
Cheers, cheers.
We made it.
I know. And clink, clink. Exactly. Cheers, cheers.
I want to hear cha-ching because it's a payday for me.
Oh, good. Oh, that is a good Friday.
Exactly. Very, very good Friday there. But following up from last week, Ashley had her birthday, right? So she had a very, very busy birthday weekend. But I know that we had asked our listeners, like, please go give Ashley some love on the internet and the socials and the reviews and all of the things. Give Ashley her flowers that she so deserves. And you all did. Thank you so much. We got some cute reviews, right, Ashley? Did you feel love?
I did. Oh my God. We got like 7 or 8. It was like popped up of like written reviews, and got some happy birthday Ashley's, which I appreciate. But we did, when you read those things, you know, especially when you're team of one or starting your business, you never know what you're going to hear. But in the podcast, we love hearing that, and we like relate to each other. Hopefully that carries through. And so when we hear it from y'all and you don't feel as alone, that is the number one goal of us at the HR Besties. You can always come sit at our table and leave a review while you're at it.
Exactly.
Please.
I know. Exactly. Are you recovering from your birthday? Did you have a good time?
I did. I actually went to a wedding on my birthday.
Of course.
And it was not mine. not my wedding. But no, it was wonderful. I went to a friend's mother got remarried, and it was so beautiful. It was a wonderful ceremony, and she married a Navy veteran, so all of his Navy buddies were there. She was a nurse. She'd been a single mom, so all of her nursing women were back there. Like, we were all on the dance floor dancing it up. I became besties, so my Sarasota nursing girls. Honestly, it was a really wonderful time. So thank you all, and I got some lovely messages from the besties, so thanks, ladies.
See, that's cool that they threw you a big party for your birthday.
I know. Steak, lobster, and Dan there was delighted. He's like, I don't have to pay. Fantastic. And it was really nice.
So maybe it wasn't so bad going to a wedding on your birthday.
No, not at all. I love events. It was a good time. And it was all good.
Yeah, I don't get invited to anything anymore. No one's having anything in my life, you know? Like, we need to like just throw like a besties bash or something. Like, any reason to dress up and party. Like, I'm there. I'm for it.
I know. Normally I have a huge Kentucky Derby party every year, but I know I'm not doing it this year because I know my husband's going to be out of town on a golf trip. And his first thing was like, Ashley, don't try to throw this on your own. So I might. So I probably say that, ladies, come over for Saturday in May. Come to Atlanta.
Wear the big hats.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the culture is, right? It's like mint juleps and hats, or no? Is that the wrong thing?
Okay. Oh, yeah. No. It is absolutely. It is the hats for men and women. It is like the flamboyant. It is the mint juleps, the roses. We would go to Kroger. I'd take when we lived back in Louisville when my kids were little, and we would go to the Kroger where they're making the rose. You can see them make the rose, run for the roses. Yeah, it's really fun. And the Kentucky Oaks is the day before the Derby, which is the number two most attended horse race in the world. And we have besties that are fans at Churchill Downs, true to my heart and the HR team there. So there is no better place than Louisville, Kentucky in the 2 weeks before Derby. It is like the most, so much fun.
Always wanted to go. Always.
It's alive, right? Like it's buzzing, the parties and all of that.
Yeah, you hear, like when you talk about with San Antonio and how it comes alive for Fiesta, it is Derby time in Louisville is the bomb. It is so much fun.
Well, speaking of San Antonio, y'all are coming in very, very soon. I think a couple of weeks.
So
we're
going to
be recording live. We'll do, of course, a meet and greet with our besties, and that'll be fun.
We can't. Jamie's already packed. And I feel like, Jamie, if you're writing a resume, like, just put all the boring stuff on there. Put something like, if Jamie were writing her resume, which she's not, but that, right, just right at the top, I pack 2.5 weeks before trip. And honestly, in HR, that's like the perfect, say no more. Like, that's Jamie.
But honestly, it's like, I'm so excited to come to San Antonio, but it's good for my mental health if I start packing early, because it's like a countdown for me and I'm thinking about outfits and, you know, not having to wash clothes at the last minute. So I'm very type A and way too organized.
No such thing.
Well, I can't wait to have y'all and show off the city. You know, it will be buzzing because you're coming the first weekend of April, and that's just a couple weeks before Fiesta, which is our big 10-day festival across town with like hundreds of events. It's so much fun. So everything will be kind of a buzz, you know, so that'll be fun. We'll get into some sort of trouble.
And, you know, a bestie DM'd us and said that it's going to be wild there that weekend because of the eclipse. And I was like, wait, what? So I had to Google, but apparently the path of totality will be crossing San Antonio on that Monday. So we'll actually be gone by then. But apparently there's a lot, like hordes of people coming into town, like hotels are sold out so they can be there Monday for the eclipse, which I think is insanely awesome. Nashville got one back in 2017. Yes, because Johnny was a baby. My youngest was a baby. I remember going outside and like shielding his eyes with the other one.
Jamie would be shielding her child's eyes while staring directly into the sun for herself. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the level of self-sacrifice.
Describing that Jamie, what she sees. It's getting dark. But no, I think we're at like 99.6% or something like that. That's totality. Fine. So that's why I was like, I didn't even realize like people were coming down here. You know what I mean?
Path of Totality sounds like a video game I'd probably play.
I know, right? Like a fun video game. It sounds like really rugged or something.
I'm a bit of a gamer just with my son. I just play WWE. I like to play it.
So. Oh, man. But speaking of events, and I think I mentioned this to y'all just over text, but I would love to throw my own wake, like my own celebration of life.
Yeah.
Right? Because like when I die, like I'm not going to be able to be there to like enjoy like all the bullshit people are going to say about me. And I just want to be able to like check them a little bit on it.
Yeah.
You know how they are, like those memes,
like a two-way mirror,
like how they talk about she was the joy of whatever. No, I wasn't. Yeah.
Do not say that I light up a room when I walk in because I do not.
Thank you. Like on my murder documentary, like no one be saying that. It's like, yeah. Oh, she probably had it coming. You know, she can be a little snarky.
Lee has a good voice for a murder documentary. Anything else? I'd watch that.
I agree.
Killing. Well, it's a good reminder. And this week, earlier in the week, was World Happiness Day. And so if you missed that for some reason, we should not limit that to one day. Every day can be World Happiness Day. So just a reminder to let those around you, you know what you love about them. And especially, you know, Lee and Jamie, I'll tell you guys.
Oh, well, look at that. Well, I would invite you to my celebration of life when I have it.
Well, I come. I'm glad you say that. We would be there regardless, whether invited
that be
or not.
Because I still want to look hot.
This is what I'm excited about is going to San Antonio. And obviously, like Lee's plan of coming to San Antonio is to show us her city, show us the culture, record, meet besties. I cannot wait to go creep in Lee's closet, in her bathroom, around her house. Like when you get to see the real.
Oh, I didn't know y'all were coming over.
We'll figure you'll need to run in and see something. Like just to get the peek behind. I can't wait.
Oh yeah. And we want matching jammies and Lee's freaking out. Like we are not doing matching jammies.
Yes, Lee's we're
saying I will do it. I will do it for you all. But like yes, I put on the record, you know, my introverted only child self is you know, just had a little cringe, you know. I've never had a matching pajama with anybody. So this is a first.
You have it with your bestie Mike that you brought up on Wednesday's episode. So you and Mike haven't don't have matching jammies. So that's a good thing for us as besties. And I'm still laughing about in our Instagram stories earlier in the week. So definitely follow us on Instagram if you'll don't. at HR Besties Pod. We did a story that was a poll of which bestie do you think was in a sorority?
Oh my God.
And Lee had like that. Lee had the most votes. I mean, y'all need to listen to the podcast more.
I know.
I do not know why.
State school Lee without, I'm trying to imagine you clapping and woo woo.
But I would love to view it. Like, I respect it because, you know, I love people. I'm so fascinated, interested. Like, I would go through Rush as like a reporter. Does that make sense? Like, I want to like experience it from the sidelines. I want to witness it.
Well, it's hard
to. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Parts of Rush, like the last night of Rush, someone will turn to you one-on-one. It's called pref, and they will talk to you about their support and try to gauge what you're going to do. It's like a sales. It's really
Rush. It's like a shakedown.
It's a shakedown for sure. It's those people, those sorority sisters would absolutely be good investigators. And I was in a sorority. I went to Center College, Danville, Kentucky. I talk about this. It is not a state school. The Greek life there is not like Bama Rush. I wore like old Navy jeans and my Aeropostale sweater literally out to the fraternity parties. And so don't get any ideas about me and Bama Rush. But the whole process, we'll talk about that over happy hour sometime.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And some of us wear our emotions on our sleeve, and some of us not so much. But regardless, when we keep all of those stressors bottled up, it can start to affect us and those around us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Now, this is especially important for those besties out there that work in HR or perhaps are a people leader, manager, boss, because people be people, and don't they? They really do. And so you need to make sure you have an outlet to share so that you can thrive. If you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's completely designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HRBesties today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HRBesties. Stay well, besties.
I have to tell you a little secret. I've always been super self-conscious about my thin hair until I started using Vegamore. I always try to do the right thing by my body, so when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, I get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthier hair and scalp. I'm able to have visibly fuller, thicker, shinier, and longer hair without all the harsh ingredients. In every cute pink bottle of Vegamore, products are 100% cruelty-free and never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. What's even better is Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit. You get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for the monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on products you need to take care of your hair. The key, obviously, is consistency in your routine for your most beautiful, healthy-looking hair. I use Vegamore Grow Hair Serum daily on my hair and scalp, and they are flourishing. I also opted for the Grow Origins Kit as well with the Brow and Lash Serum because I'm trying to get like Bestie Lee's eyelash status. Also, I don't know about you guys, but I can tell you my brows have still not recovered since the late 90s over tweezing. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. So give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, HR Bestie listeners are getting 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/besties. Use code besties at checkout. That's Vegamore, vegamore.com/besties, code besties, to save 20% off your first order. That's vegamore.com/besties, code besties.
You know, I had someone in my DMs, maybe it was last week, earlier this week, I don't know, I lose track of time, but she respected my, she said something like, I love anytime you make a state school joke, because, you know, sometimes it could be a little naughty, right? I'll make some sort of ridiculous statement. It's like, sorry, I went to a state school. You know, she's like, I love that as a state schooler. That always makes me laugh when you say something like obscene, and then you say, went to a state school. And besties, boy, do we love how you reach out to us in all the ways, email, DMs, comments, right? And we are so committed to sharing some of those with you all because, gosh, you tickle us, you know. I'm either crying, laughing, shitting my pants, laughing, you name it. So awesome, awesome reach out from you. And Ashley, I think you have a fun email you wanted to share from a bestie.
I did. And, you know, you can go to hrbesties.com to the contact page and anonymously submit stories like this one listener did. And so this story comes from a mostly blue collar environment because we know that those workplace situations can happen in any type of environment. So there was a particular employee who did not know boundaries. And what I mean is his idea of fun was to sneak into the male bathrooms at work, strip naked, crouch on top of the toilet bowl with the door unlocked, and then wait for the next poor man to open the door and then jump out and yell, surprise! So that lasted enough for it to happen, but apparently he did not last long after that. But it made such an impression that one of our besties sent that in and let us know the stuff that can happen at work.
See, and I dubbed that gargoyling.
Gargoyling,
yeah. He gargoyled you.
I love how the person really thought, like, this is normal. Like,
can you imagine sitting on their machine or sitting on their shift and kind of thinking in there and giggling to themselves. What's so funny? No, nothing. I'll be right back. Just waiting.
I would love to know, like, how long he waited. Like, what's your longest time was gargoyling until someone showed up?
Well, that's right, because men must have been coming in and be like, ah, shoot, they're going to the urinal. Dang it, it's fine. I'll just wait. I'll wait.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, on the quads. My God. Like
20 minutes in the gargoyle position.
It's a good one. So we love to hear those type of stories.
Yeah, I mean that's a workout.
And it made it sound like what she said that he'd done it a couple of times.
Keeps them coming.
Like how many times does an employee have to gargoyle to get fired?
Oh yeah,
twice.
Really?
I would think twice. Yeah, it depends on what stage they're at, right?
Well, according to their progressive discipline plan, it was three. The answer was three.
Is that not assault? I know, right? I mean, that's kind of, I mean, you're naked and just, you know.
Yeah, exactly. What stage is this? What is this called? Is this insubordination? Yeah. Is this nudity in the office?
No, fuck no.
Yeah.
And why would I be naked sitting on a toilet?
I mean, could you imagine, though, like it reversed? Like imagine a woman, like you going to pee, because of course it's, you know, like we pee sitting, like we just like, naked woman.
I've had that guy.
I'm actually surprised he didn't go. I'm glad this guy didn't go into the women's restroom and think that would be a funny.
Yeah. Well, bravo to Gargoyle Man for that.
He had some moderate level of judgment, but I'd love to know how many workplaces he tried that out.
Yeah, yikes.
Oh, gosh, you know? I mean, and I don't know about y'all, but there's always a lot of things happening in the bathrooms, especially on the second shift. My gosh, you know, those ones take some trigger warnings, but people love to like play with their shit. That's like the ultimate kind of stick it to the man move. Is people like smearing poo and like doing the weirdest stuff. Like I had a sink shitter back in the day. I mean, someone that would literally gargoyle up on the, you know, the sink and take a big dump. I mean, it's so freaking cruel to like the janitorial staffs. Yeah. And then, I mean,
I've dealt with the shower shitter.
Oh,
because we had locker rooms. Shitter. We had a shower shitter, a serial shower shitter. But same it's thing, really it's like, kind of,
it's a stick it.
Does the warm water hitting your body make you like TJ Maxx? Like you need to go shit right now? Like what's that?
Well, two things. One is I had a friend once that told me, if you're ever at the mall, which maybe this, maybe you don't go to the mall that much anymore, but at the mall, always pick like the nicest place to go to the bathroom. Like go to the nice, like the Neiman Marcus, where like I generally wouldn't be stepping foot. I'm more of an Old Navy person, but always go to the nice department store to go to the bathroom. That stuck with me. But two is I did a video about something. I don't know how it came. It was like a, talking about a woman. Oh, I always think about this woman that didn't wash her. She wouldn't wash her hands after going to the bathroom. I worked with her and it just stuck with me. And someone in the comments was like, so someone, you see someone not wash their hands and you make judgments about their personal hygiene.
Yes, I absolutely exactly do.
No, it's there. There's what? Like, even when you see the signs of like, make, you know, like restaurants that have to have that for food service, like you need to wash your hands. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I sit there and wash my hands, like, pandemic, fantastic. That at least gave me a guideline. But I've been washing my hands for 2 minutes for years. And so I was like, ma'am or sir, you really want to make your stake by going in public comments on a TikTok video to try to justify not washing your hands? People.
Gosh. Boy, do they ever. But I've got an email that I received that I'd like to share with you all. To me, I think it's unique. You know, I get a lot of emails and comments and feedback. We all do, right? Mostly positive and very interesting. Like, I know someone's having wet dreams about me now. So thanks for sharing that in the public comments.
Thank you for not sending those to me.
I know, right? Right. And you're going to keep me in them dreams, let me tell you. just very interesting. People be peopling. But I did get one that I just wanted to share because it was just kind of, you know, it was just unique and different. But the subject, which baited me in, again, this is an email. It says, a note of appreciation and a personal request for Leah Lana Henderson. So he used my
full
birth name. And that's really intimate when someone calls me Leah Lana. That's like, you know, what my family does and loved ones and all of that. So it just kind of took me back a little bit. But he says, hi, Leah Lana. He doubled down. I hope you're doing well. I just had to drop you a quick note to express my genuine admiration for your hilarious videos. Your recent one had me laughing so hard, especially with your witty take on corporate life. I'm like, where is this going? Oh my God, I'm clenching my asshole at this point.
sandwich. He's about to take a big old bite.
Your ability to tackle serious topics with humor is truly commendable. And while I'm no makeup guru.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
I couldn't help but notice a small detail in your latest video. The foundation shade on your forehead seems slightly off compared to the rest of your face. Please understand, I really mean no disrespect, and it's not my place to talk about this. Self-awareness, okay.
So, yeah, well, hello, but why did you write the email, sir?
But as someone who genuinely appreciates your work and finds your videos incredibly funny and uplifting, I felt compelled to mention it.
Did you?
No.
But did you?
No.
And then this is the funniest line and really why I wanted to share it. Yeah. Please don't block me as I want to learn Excel and I really respect your work. So that's why I'm writing you in private. Thank you for being so funny and brightening my days, Leah Lana. Your videos never fail to put a smile on my face. Warm regards.
Warm regards. Blue skies.
First off, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so can we just start with that? Fuck you.
A bitch can't over blush one day or what? But here, I just want to give the insight though, because I do get a lot of comments on my physical appearance. It does change, right? It changes over time due to lighting and the fact that I'm a Hispanic woman living in San Antonio. And sometimes I go outside. This bitch tans. All right. So like shit changes here. I legit had a sunburn because I had done a half marathon the day before I recorded this video.
Humble brag.
Well, oh God, it took me like 5 hours.
No, just brag.
And it was, oof, man, I'm like a turtle in molasses, but at least I'm out there. Right. But why can't I just over blush one day? You know what I mean? And you know, the lighting changes I do my best. Okay. Shit.
Well, I laugh because Lee then sent us this clip and was like, do you notice anything? You look great. Always.
Yeah.
It's very like, it was, I'm no so makeup subtle artist. I felt compelled. I could not stop myself. Like just, that is really something.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not mad. I'm not like, oh, I'm offended. It's just funny, but it's like,
I would be.
I am.
No, because, you know, I mean, but it wasn't even a thing. Like it was barely like red on my forehead. Like it was just, you know, I'm like, it's so fucking subtle, dude. Like, how did you even like recognize that? Right. I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. He was going real scanning.
Yeah. He's really scanning.
What bothers me the most is that man took the time to find where to reach you and then typed up this email that's like three paragraphs long to tell you that.
Did he write like ChatGPT? I want to tell Lee. I want to tell Lee this, but how? I mean, but the best part is, you know, Lee fucking hates Excel. Like, she's actually learning because we've become friends with Miss Excel, Kat Norton. She's a legit bestie. She's been on the podcast and we like her. And Lee has said, I actually learned stuff. Lee has learned Excel stuff. She likes to show off her little tricks to us. Jamie is an Excel guru. But the funny thing is, like, please don't block me on Excel. Like, I mean,
I'm the gatekeeper of Excel.
The keeper to the kingdom.
Oh my gosh.
Like, Lee is the only door to learn Excel. Motherfucker, please.
So funny. It was so funny.
One thing about Jamie, and yes, I'm referring to myself in third person.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Is I'm a ride or die bitch.
Big time.
So if you're a friend of mine, I am loyal for life and I will literally get in your comments and fight for you. Now my own, not so much. But, and so I was like, Lee, give me this man's email address. Because I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
No, Jamie's
will go. Jamie goes and she goes hard. And she will, you know, Jamie has multiple accounts. She will be hitting him from all sides. She's like, Jamie is like literally that
fucking intense
person. Yeah. If you heard Wednesday's episode, Lee's like, you know, she's the wing woman, the escort wing woman who will be your wife or girlfriend, as she said.
In a hooker boat.
Professionally. But course. Jamie is that friend that you're like, oh, this guy was rude to me. And like Jamie will go
literally like,
she's
hold my beer. Well, hold my white claw.
Yeah.
Literally,
what she says.
Jamie's hold my white claw.
And then I just go in like savage style. And I don't know why I'm like that.
Oh, man.
But I've always been like
that. Don't ask why. Ask how or what. How or what. And that is, you are the best.
I got your back always.
Oh, she has our back. She has your front. She has your side.
I mean, it's
Jamie's
wild.
Got you covered.
She will track you down.
Well, we love getting feedback, except for the comments on physical appearance.
Physical appearance comments can go. But I mean, we appreciate all feedback. Like obviously in season one, we talked over each other a lot because we filmed it all in one day, right? And so we learned from that, from feedback that we received, that maybe we shouldn't talk over each other. Like
we try.
And so yes, always open to feedback. But if it's on personal appearance, and this goes to anyone listening, it's so rude and unnecessary. And frankly, it's hurtful.
Like even like things like, you're so tall, you're so short, you're so, okay, thank you. You know, appreciate that.
It is funny, right? Well, I just love, you know, to your point, Ashley, like the comments that we receive that are just like observations, but like you would never say that shit to us in person.
No.
And I know that for a fact because the shit that I read online or in my email or my DMs or whatever, no one's ever told me in person.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? No one's going to walk up to me and be like, why do you have so many extra teeth? What the fuck? Oh, I don't have extra teeth. It's just the angle of the camera, bitch. Like, I get that one a lot.
Oh, that one pissed me off.
Lee got that one from someone that was, were they in dentistry? Or like, someone comment, but people write it as if you are behind glass, like you're an exhibit at the zoo, and by commenting, they are turning to the person next to them and having that, and you can't hear them because it will say, does anyone notice that she, like,
I know, I mean, I'm like, do you realize that we can read the comments you put under our fucking videos? Like, are you okay?
There was a rumor that Nick Jonas had three front teeth, and I saw that, and I was like, wow, that's really wild, and I went deep on that, about as deep as I'm going these days on Kate Middleton, to be honest with you.
Where is she?
But I looked up the Nick Jonas. It's apparently not true. He does not have three front teeth, but I have to imagine that he's got to get kind of bugged.
Well,
about that.
Yeah. But I don't write back or respond. I'm not ugly at all.
Oh, I do.
I'm not like Jamie. Yeah. Jamie takes care of it. I don't even get an opportunity to reply. You know, I just let it set. You know, I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. And I just move right past. Like, it really doesn't affect me. So I have that kind of, I don't give a fuck attitude. But I just thought, hey, FYI, like, there wasn't anything going on with my forehead.
She's touching her forehead.
I'm molesting myself. Can't see this. Like in that video that he was claiming had this foundation issue, that he had he has a personal request for me, which never really came out in the email. I guess it was just to like do better on my makeup. I don't know.
Blend or something.
But it's just bizarre. There wasn't even an issue is my point. And I don't even wear foundation. You know, I look more high maintenance than I actually am. I just wear a powder, you know, and I've been on the same powder since 2000, like most millennials.
Yep.
Bare Essential, shout out.
The Urban Decay palette.
Yeah, exactly. It's either Clinique or Bare Essentials or Wet n Wild.
Clinique. I had to get that, you know, had to make sure it's the right time of the month so I could get my, you know, Clinique little, you know, free gift.
Yeah, the free gift.
Get that Clinique happy, gosh, yes. Which, you know, all that.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. You know, we're right. Again, as the elder of the three, I can advise on that.
Yeah. But I don't do that shit where like you go light and then dark and then light and dark. But I mean, it takes me like 10 minutes. I swear to God.
I see my daughter do that. And I'm like, what would that be? Like my daughter really is a go-to source because she's 13. And so she's given me the breakdown on Kate Middleton. She gave me a 15 minute, you know, I told Lee and Jamie, I'm like, she just explained to me. She watched about 7 hours of TikTok, broke it down to me in 15 minutes. I put it in one text to Jamie and Lee. But the same, I'm like, what are people doing with those, the different, you know, colored dots on their things? Well, oh, mom, you know, she's like, you should record a video. Well, I should fucking not record that. I'm going to do my Clinique. Nope. When I put foundation in, I don't know if y'all did, but my person taught me this when I was like 15 at the Clinique counter, my only makeup lesson in my life. Put it in, and then she's like, you rub it to heat it up like you're building a fire. So you rub the foundation to warm it up, and then you rub it on your face. So I do it almost like I'm washing my face with my, and so it's warm. The person taught me that in Louisville, like Bashford Manor Mall, does not exist. But do y'all
don't
do that? Know.
I use liquid. I use that powder.
Okay. Let me know.
I'm so oily. Hispanic, San Antonio, it's moist. Okay. Down here. I'm sorry. I did that on purpose for you. I know. Yeah. But no. But anyways, apparently I over blush. So I just want to say, if you see a lot of blush on this bitch, it is what it is.
Well,
woo. Ready to wrap it up?
Yeah. Cheers.
Let's go, ladies. Cheers to that.
I know. Happy weekend.